Imagine that you're a small bird foraging for dinner on the dimly lit floor of a Costa Rican rainforest. You come face to face with a pair of beady eyes. Study them for a moment. If those eyes belonged to a snake, that moment of study would mean that you would be dinner by now. The face, however, is not a snake's, but the chrysalis of a butterfly. In one area of Costa Rica, researcher Dr. Daniel H. Jansen has discovered hundreds of species of moths and butterflies whose caterpillars and chrysalises display false eye and face patterns that mimic those of snakes, lizards, or other animals. His long-term research began in 1978, when Dr. Jansen broke some ribs falling into a ravine while conducting field studies in the region. The road to the hospital was too rough to navigate, so he wrapped his sore rib cage and confined himself to a chair for a month. Unable to explore the rainforest, he soon went crazy with boredom. The field station had a generator with just enough power each night to run a 25-watt light bulb for 2 hours. Countless moths were attracted to the light, so Dr. Jansen passed the time building a moth collection. The operation continues to this day, 365 days a year, with the help of 33 trained Costa Rican assistants. More than 15,000 moth and butterfly species have been discovered in an area of about 200 square kilometers, at least half of which has not been described previously. The total number of species in just this one region equals that of all the moths and butterfly species of North America. Dr. Jansen estimates that a typical foraging bird might encounter tens to hundreds of false-eyed bugs each day. It is unlikely that a bird encountering such a spectrum of patterns could learn to discern which specific ones were safe and which were not, especially when one mistake would mean its demise. It would be better to leave suspicious items alone and to quickly move on.